It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Hey, welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We are in the dog days of summer.
Oh.
Yeah, and we might be talking about dogs, burgers, and a whole bunch of stuff today, but hope you're managing this heat efficiently and effectively for you. Was with a guy yesterday. Well, you guys all know him, Chaz, the Baritone of Beer. His air conditioner went out, and he's been sweating a little bit, but I hope you're not doing it. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Well, if it's going to go out, that's when it's going to go
right,
out, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly, yeah. And of course, you know, it takes a few days to get somebody in. It isn't just like...
He probably needs a little extra cooling, too. He produces a few BTU.
Yeah.
yeah, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us on the smokiest show on the airwaves. It's thegrillingguys.com if you want to check out our website. And there's all sorts of stuff up there. 15 years of junk now. I think September it'll be 15 years, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't believe I've liked you that long.
But you've liked me longer than that.
Yeah, I know. It's
you
crazy.
Loved me before that. You
right.
just like
yeah,
me
yeah.
now.
It's a slow burn.
I am going to get right home after this and throw a bunch of chicken steaks on the grill, and I'm feeding the Kent County Conservation Club. They're having a big championship there, so I got about 60 people today and 60 people tomorrow, and today they're getting chicken and all kinds of cool stuff, and tomorrow they're going to get some really delicious pulled pork.
So what's a chicken steak?
It's a secret.
Well, now bust it out, man, because I don't even know what you're talking about, and I've grilled a few things in my day, but I'm not sure I've ever grilled a chicken steak.
I know, it's just something I came up with. It's a certain marinade on a skinless, boneless thigh, and then grill it only, not smoke it.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, the thing looks like a steak when you get done with
it. So it's dark colored?
It's so good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so good. I've got this wonderful find I'll tell you about. I have to get my phone.
Okay.
We pick it up at Costco, and it's a salad dressing. And I have it in my favorites here so I can find it a little easier.
Holy cow, look what the cat dragged in, just in the studio. It's Scott Pastore, just hanging out. Oh, he's touching buttons. We might start sounding better here in a minute. Oh, no, he says. No way, can't do it. It's only technology.
Must be the bank ran out of money.
Yeah,
he's here.
Right.
He wants us to pay him early. Yeah. It's called T-E-T-A, Teta Foods, and it's their fattoush dressing.
Fattoush, this sounds Mediterranean.
It is. Fattoush is a salad my wife makes, and this is from Costco, T-E-T-A, Teta or Tita Foods.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's gold. This is one of the best dressings I've ever had. They've nailed my favorite dressing perfectly.
So
and you
what,
can buy it in
profile?
A big jar
yeah.
for $6.
What's the profile? I mean,
good.
Okay.
The profile is good.
I mean, is it loaded with garlic? Is it loaded with vinegar, balsamic? Or
it's very much like, you know, we go to Sheshka Grill.
Right.
And they make a wonderful salad dressing. It's very much like that.
So it's an oil vinegar base?
Oil, wine vinegar. I think maybe a little bit of tahini. And some yogurt. I don't know, but it's just this one's very sophisticated. It's got all kinds of stuff going on, but when it hits the palate, when it hits that chicken thigh, the chicken thigh literally jumps out of the bowl. It's like, oh, that's too hot for me.
Yeah. Is spicy hot?
No,
or just
no,
good?
No, no.
Good. Okay.
Talking sexy
well,
hot.
Well, I mean, $6, $6, I got to try a bottle.
Because... Yeah, it comes in two bottles of two. I think
sure.
it's 12 or 15
yeah,
bucks
sure.
for a two
that's
bottle.
Costco, right?
But they're
yeah.
the big ones.
Yeah.
They're not, you know, it's not a little skinny one. It's a nice big jug. So,
you stumbled on this. You bought some because you're, you know.
I saw
you're...
it and I thought, well, that looks kind of like what my wife likes. So I bought a two pack and
right.
I drank a half a bottle as soon as I got home. It was so good.
Yeah, exactly. But you're going to marinate chicken in it.
So that's what I call a chicken steak. And, you know, we do those things for some of our foods as a teaser, right? And you give it a silly name.
Sure.
It's really only pulled pork, but you, my beans are called bitchin' beans.
Right.
Only because somebody said they were bitchin', you know.
Right.
You put something on them so people remember it. Oh, and now when people order the beans, they always go, I want those bitchin' beans.
Right, yeah. Yep, exactly.
Yes, pastor.
Yeah, right, yeah. Well, he's human too, right? Everybody likes the bitchin' beans. There's no question. It's a good recipe. It's a really good recipe. But
so that'll be the Kent County Conservation Club and some really good young men, high school graduates and that age group. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. A lunch each day, and really it's just a stop and drop.
Okay.
So I have lots of other things going on that I can't talk about because they're surprises.
Oh, well.
And
I'm just blind with anticipation.
Well, right? You're not in them.
Oh, damn.
I just don't want to say them over there because it'll blow it.
That's fine. All good. All good. Yeah, so.
I'll tell you off air.
Later today.
It's no big deal.
Later today, you know, your pool's active in the backyard. So is mine. And I think we got five couples coming over. Just
that's surprising.
Yeah,
only five.
Right, and they're. But I have no idea. Everybody says, Jop, you always provide the protein. Check that this time. We're bringing stuff over.
They
for
said
you
that
to
in
grill.
College.
Right, we're bringing stuff over for you to grill. That's always a little bit of a tense moment for me, because you never know what people are going to bring, what the quality of it is, how they've maybe prepared it to the point where they hand it to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the chicken thighs, for example, I trim mine before I cook them because there's a lot of fat hanging on these. When you buy skinless, boneless thighs, there's always some extra fat on them. I don't like that grilled or smoked, all of it, because it never cooks completely.
I'll give you a classic example.
Okay.
Okay, I get home Monday after work, a busy day. You know, I run my keister off in the lumber yard and, you know, helping guys get truckloads. We sell semi-loads of lumber, okay,
right,
and trusses. So if it's really hot and you're back there with the crews and the vehicles, I mean, I'm wearing nice clothes and I'm going in and out of air conditioning, sweating like crazy. You're kind of cooked. And I get home at 3:30, maybe Monday, and my wife's in a panic. She goes, well, you know, we're having chicken and burgers, and do you have any hamburgers? I'm like, what? What time are people coming? Well, I told them we'd eat at 5. It's 3:30, girl.
Right. Yep. And the stuff's frozen that she
so
wants
I
to
said,
use. So I
said, stop by the supermarket, get some thighs, because I'll try and get what you need, I said. And so she says, I got a pack of thighs. And I said, how about burgers? She said, well, you've got some in the freezer. And it's once again, I'm looking at this girl that I know is intelligent.
Right.
Right? I mean, she's a bright, she's who's who in America. She's in the book. But at 3:30, she tells me we're going to have frozen patties at 5 o'clock. And it's not a Gordon wafer, you know, thing.
Right, yeah.
This is a real hamburger. So it's my birthday party.
Yeah.
And I am running like a dog. And then by 5:30, she's looking at me like, well, like, oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, right.
Happy birthday. So I get the tension.
Yeah.
I'm just bitching on air.
Well,
but isn't that a mind blower?
Right. And
3:30,
it's okay.
You're telling me
right.
Well, you want to eat at 5?
5, right, with frozen food.
Nobody eats at 5 anymore anyway, honey.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you're old now, Bob. So blue light specials will be
kids,
in your future.
The people didn't
you know,
even
you're
show,
eating at 5. You,
the people
you
didn't even show up till 5:30.
Right. I understand, but they need to eat the minute they walk
in
the door, right?
Well, here's the deal.
Yeah.
The youngest grandkids go to bed at 7.
Oh, yeah.
So she wants to get them fed and out of here.
Right. Yeah.
Not my problem.
Right. Exactly. No,
well,
it's
I guess it was.
It's they think they're doing you a favor, and in essence they are to a certain degree, but at the end of the day, it's like...
It's not a favor, is it, Conrad? Conrad's shaking his head no.
Yeah.
He doesn't feel a lot of love there either. Yeah.
It's like, surprise, I brought you whatever.
Frozen patties.
It
right,
doesn't matter if you're a grilling guy. You know, it's...
Conrad, you get a pass, though, because
it's
the... You know, if you could get your wife on the phone, we'll have this conversation.
Oh, man. Back up the buzz.
But anyway...
They got to have somebody to rag on
yeah,
the show.
Well, coming up next, we're going to continue down this, maybe some summer food if we get to it.
Bob, and I'm calling a whambulance one more time.
Right, yeah. we're going to talk a little bit about skirt steak.
And yeah.
I don't really cook a lot of it, but there's some techniques. So stick with us. We'll be back.